Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Fearless musicians, fresh sounds. That's the moniker for the 21C Music Festival happening at Kerner Hall and the Royal Conservatory. Now, in its seventh year, which is hard to believe, the 2020 edition of the festival will include 8 concerts over 3 weekends from this Saturday, January 11th, through Saturday, January 25th. 2 additional events will celebrate Grammy Award-winning composer and one of America's most renowned creative pioneers, Laurie Anderson. The 21C Music Festival includes 5 world premieres by 4 Canadian composers and 1 American jazz legend, John Patitucci. There will also be premieres from Zakir Hussain and Danilo Perez, among others. There are after-hours concerts and 2 stage productions, including something from Against the Grain Theatre Company and Schubert's song cycle, Winterreise, newly arranged for Klezmer Ensemble. Joining me in studio to attempt to harness this impressive musical exploration that's about to happen via the Royal Conservatory and Kerner Hall is Executive Director Mervon Mehta. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having us back.
Always great to see you, and Happy New Year to you. 7 years on, what was the vision for this festival when your team started it years ago?
We always, from day one, knew that we had to be in the contemporary music field at some point. In fact, I remember on opening night of Kerner Hall, when we had a brand new piece by Armory Schaefer, the reviews that came out the next day were said, well, what else do you have that's contemporary? Is that it? Where's it all the Canadian composers? Blah, 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 blah. And I said, just hold on. We have to establish an audience. We have to figure out how the hall works. So 5 years into the life of the hall, Michael Kerner came to me and said, you know, we need to be doing more contemporary music, and didn't put any parameters around it about what that meant. He said, here's some seed money to get us started, which was the lifeblood. And he's still helping us, Michael and Sonia Kerner.
Over the last few years, have there been some highlights for you as far as what you thought was truly breathtaking?
The first year we commissioned Chile Gonzalez to do something.
Right.
And we also had a piece by Javier Limon for string quartet and cajon.
Right.
So we had very contemporary classical music in there too. But I think from the beginning we always had kind of this aesthetic of not trying to have too many barriers or pigeonholes. It looks and sounds kind of in the classical world, but there's definitely jazz, there's definitely world music, there's definitely influence from elsewhere. It's basically a traditional acoustic instrument festival, although there's been quite a bit of electronics as well. So,
you really are all over the map.
It's music.
That's what I love about it. And I look forward to the press release every year because I go, what have they come up with this time? And who are they going to pair up this time? It's always very exciting. So that vision really hasn't changed, I would think.
No, it's and what's happened is that a lot of people now call us and say, we want to be part of the festival.
Right.
And how do we fit it in? The one thing that has changed is we used to be in May, and then last year we moved it to January for a number of reasons. One was that we didn't have enough time in May for our students to be involved because they were all leaving to go off to their summer gigs or whatever. So we moved into January. Unfortunately, last January, we did 5 nights in a row in the middle of January, and the first night was about, 4 below zero, and it was tolerable. By the second night, it was a blizzard, and it was minus 21.
Right.
So we almost changed the title to the minus 21C Festival. this year, we decided, because of the changing weather and January, and it's kind of a deader time. Nothing's ever dead in Toronto, entertainment wise.
Certainly
but
not.
Deader in January. We decided to, instead of having 5 nights in a row with 8 concerts over 5 nights, to split it up into 3 weekends.
I think
make
that,
it a little bit more palatable for people to come often.
I think that's a smart bet. And you bring in somebody like Laurie Anderson, talk about a marquee act. No doubt she sells out. She's an icon. But you have so much to offer this year, and we'll get to some of the other events with Laurie in a moment. But I know you always have an insider tip of what you think is going to be a memorable experience at 21C. What should we maybe keep our eye on, or maybe you've got some fresh information. I don't know.
Well, you know, the first night is a company that we've been, you know, friends with and looking at and admiring for many years. It's Against the Grain Theater.
Joel was just here, yeah.
Was he? A terrific mind in this kind of creative classical music and looking at different ways of presenting classical music. So we've been working with him, and he's directed our student productions as well, the student opera productions of the conservatory. But he has this relationship with great Venezuelan Jewish American composer Osvaldo Goliath, and we sat down and said, "How about putting a whole evening of Goliath's music together?" The focal point is a piece he wrote called Ira, which was done a few times. I think Don Upshaw did the original production of it, but when he brought it to Joel and had Miriam Cahill sing it at Banff for the first time, I think 3 years ago maybe, Osvaldo even says Miriam owns this piece.
Okay.
It's written for a singer that can sing in Arabic and Hebrew and English and Spanish, and I think some Ladino as well. It's for an ensemble that includes violin, viola, but also accordion and drum set and a couple of woodwind instruments. It's an amplified mini one-act opera for a solo singer and an ensemble, and it's breathtaking. And Miriam, I mean, this is a piece that you'd think it was written for her. She's so perfect for it in every sense.
And that's coming up this weekend.
That's this weekend. Okay. And we just found out that Osvaldo is actually coming up to see it, and he'll be doing a pre-concert chat with Joel in the lobby. So come early. Show's at 8, come at 7, and get to get some insight from Osvaldo, the guy who wrote it.
I'm sure Joel will have some extra jitters now.
He might. And the first half is all other pieces by Osvaldo, and including a piece he wrote for Cantor. So we have one of the best cantors in Toronto singing his piece with chamber ensemble.
A couple on my radar, just because, you know, it's interesting to see some Schubert done in a very specific way, but on Friday, January 17th, you've got this Winterreise project.
Yeah,
sounds fascinating.
We've done a Winterreise, I think, in 11 years of Kerner Hall. I think we've done 6 different Winterreises. Adrian Pajanka did one, and some baritones, which is normally the way you do it. You know, baritones standing in the crook of the piano with a tuxedo on and, you know, lamenting lost love.
Sure, like a Jonas Kaufman would do it, or
exactly.
Sure.
So Philippe, who's a young, up-and-coming, you know, French-Canadian singer who really is becoming one of the best of his generation, has come up with this idea of reorchestrating it. It is absolutely Schubert's music. It is absolutely, every word is from the poetry that Schubert based the song cycle on, but it's written for violin, clarinet, trombone, and accordion. On top of that, all the musicians, the 4 musicians, are playing without scores in front of them. So they'll be wandering around the theater. He'll be wandering around the theater. It's lit and it's costumed. There's interaction between him and the musicians. So it's very different than any other Winterreise most people will ever have seen.
I'm playing a little Zakir Hussain in the background. John Patitucci, Danilo Perez, and Brian Blade all together on stage Friday, January 24th.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting. And that's sort of part of 2 different events, I guess. Saturday, January 25th, Danilo Perez's Global Messengers, so with Allison Al.
So. Yes, so, well, we wanted to get some new music written by jazz composers, and John Patitucci has been playing around with an orchestral score that he's had, and he came to me with it. It's called Hypocrisy. It's loosely based, because he wrote it after the Trump election. I think if he wrote it today, it would be probably called Criminality,
right,
rather than Hypocrisy, but it'll have its
hot
world
politics
premiere.
Hot take right there.
Yeah. Zakir's been with us often doing his kind of quote-unquote his normal stuff.
Right.
He is in our opening season with Bela Fleck, and he's got an orchestral piece for tabla and full orchestra. So here's a way to get our full symphony orchestra, or our student symphony from the Glenn Gould School, onto the stage as part of the 21C Festival. And I invited Zakir. Now, he has he does major festivals in India, mostly in Delhi in January. It's a big time for festivals. And I thought, there's no way he's going to come all the way from Delhi for one night in the middle of winter.
Tempting. Yeah,
and I said, but here's the hook, Zakir. What if I bring your conductor from Bombay, who's conducted the piece before, who knows it inside and out, because it's not an easy piece for Western ears to and Western musicians to pick up. Rhythmically, it's quite difficult. He said, if you bring Zain Dalal, I'll come. I also knew that Zain Dalal, who lives in Bombay, also lives in California, and he happened to be in California at the time of this, so it was a much easier commute to come to us. He's also was a student of my dad's, so I called up Zain and said, hey, we've never actually worked together, but would you come and do this with Zakir? And he immediately said yes.
Very good. The great Subban Mehta, by the way. And I'll mention Laurie Anderson, yes, sold out, but a couple different events. To the Moon, the fascinating ROM event, her 15-minute immersive virtual reality installation, as only I'm sure she could help to put together. And then you're going to be hosting something that she's doing at Hot Dog Cinema.
Yeah, we're going to screen her film, Heart of a Dog, which she wrote shortly after Lou died,
her husband Lou Reed.
So it's a documentary. She says it's not based on Lou, and it's not actually based on a dog. It's just a story.
Reflections of a moment.
Sure. And it's very typical Laurie Anderson and those who know her work, which really is so broad, from her Oh Superman days playing, with vocoders and changing her voice and her violin stuff. And this is a really heartfelt documentary, not very linear. But Laurie is going to stick around and come to the screening, and we're going to have a chat afterwards. So
that'll be Sunday, January 19th, 6:30 p.m.
At Hot Dogs.
At Hot Dogs, which is going to be white. You'll be there. And you can live stream some of these events, rcmusic.com/livestream, and information about tickets at rcmusic.com. The 21C Music Festival, Year 7. Mervon Mehta, it seems like you've outdone yourself again with your team, so congratulations.
Well, we get bored, so we want to do really interesting things.
You have done just that. Let's listen to exactly a little preview here of what you're going to hear with this Schubert piece, Winterreise, and performed on Friday, January 17th. Let's have a listen.
Tropfen fallen von meinen Wangen ab. Ob es mir denn entgangen, dass ich geweinet hab, dass ich geweinet hab. Bei Tränen, meine Tränen, und seid ihr gar so laut, dass ihr erstarrt zu Eisen wie kühle Morgentau. Und trinkt doch aus der Quelle, die bloß so grünend weiß, als wolltet ihr zerschmelzen des ganzen Winters Eis, des ganzen Winters Eis. Ihr trinkt doch aus der Quelle, die Brust so glühend heiß, als wolltet ihr zerschmelzen des ganzen Winters Eis, des ganzen Winters Eis.
Is a preview of what you're going to hear in a couple weeks at the 21C Music Festival as it gets underway, rcmusic.com. And great to have Mervon Mehta here in studio. 1 degree in Toronto, 2 degrees in Coburg.